Let's go to item number 15.
A resolution by Supervisor Lipscomb authorizing and directing the Director of the Department of Health and Human Services to enroll Milwaukee County and the National Association of Counties modified prescription drug discount card plan.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It won't solve our budget problems, but it's a few thousand dollars. Basically, this is our current NACO drug plan that we have. NACO has made a change in which participating counties can now receive a dollar for each prescription that is filled using the card. I don't have the spreadsheet in front of me. It's about 40,000 prescriptions are attempted to be filled with the card. In the cases where the pharmacy, for whatever reason, is offering better discount than the card would provide, consumers get that discount. So what we will be paid for is only the cases in which the card's discount supplies that consumer with the best deal. And that's what the fiscal note, about $15,600 in subsequent years. And that's based on our historical, what we've been filling. So I think the other thing that I learned about our card, which may be of interest to pet owners, is that the card can be used for prescription drugs for your pet. So even for our employees and other constituents who may be covered for drugs, there may be value in the card. And to the extent we would promote that in addition to promoting it as for those who do not have prescription drug benefits, we could see an increase in this. So it's just an opportunity for us to get some value for what we've been offering.
I would move approval.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And this has been a program that we have acted, I think, Supervisor McClay, which means on the board, championed this issue, and I know it's been well received by many of the residents that I know have taken advantage of it. So my question is, the intent of it is to help save the costs of prescriptions. So why would we want to increase the costs, or is this increase that's borne by NACO, or where does the dollar fee come from? If not borne by the consumer, where does it come from?
Supervisor Lipscomb?
I do believe, in a sense, it is borne by the consumer, but the where this arose from with NACO was the fact that there are other competing providers that were also offering incentives, and the question was if their plan wasn't going to offer that similar incentive, would counties switch? I don't think in our case we have an incentive to switch because we have all these cards already out in circulation. And so the question is, should we participate in some way in the opportunity? There's still the savings is still in the 25% range for those consumers. So it's a balance. I guess it is in the end of the day, it is a balance of how you want to participate in the plan.
So a consumer who's currently got a card, do they have to re-enroll?
No.
Okay. So they'd be paying an additional dollar fee to have the prescription filled. That dollar would be a rebate that would come back to Milwaukee County.
I would say that not that they would pay an additional fee, but that the difference in the discount would be. Right, a small reduction.
Are there any other questions? I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Lipscomb. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Excused.
Rice.
No.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Okay. Going back to item